Comic Aesthetic, number 67 for June 6, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron the Art Guy Smith. Well, hello everyone, and a very happy birthday to my mom. Mom, if you're hearing this, I hope I've called you by now. Okay, let's get right into this. As I was driving into work today, I finished up listening to part two of the EduPotter PizzaCast. Now, EduPotter is a blog and podcast focusing mostly on topics that would be of interest to journalism majors in college, but naturally there's plenty of overlap since blogging is itself a form of journalism. Its role in journalism is still being debated by lots of people, but there it is. Now, their PizzaCast was a meeting of teachers, students, and even at least one member of the community. While chowing down on the official food of higher education, they discussed the curriculum for a new course that would be starting in the fall. This conversation got me thinking. You see, a lot of the conversation was on what the students would need to know after they graduated. This hit home for me, since that is, in fact, what every teacher should think about daily. If you have a student who asks you, "When will we need to know this?" and you don't have an answer, then maybe you really are wasting their time. Now, granted, there are plenty of exceptions to this. I knew early on that I wanted to be an art teacher, and I really never strayed from that path. But many of my friends had drastic career changes that forced them to draw on otherwise unused talents or learn new skills altogether. Their laments of "when will we need to know this" became, "oh, I'm glad I knew that." My point is that as teachers, we need to look ahead to life after school and come up with answers not only for what the students need to know to survive, but why they need to know it. Our curriculum guides that are provided by our school, county, or state often take care of that first part for us, but we still need to know why what we're teaching is so important. Not just the subject, but each lesson. If you use a standardized lesson plan format like my county does, there probably isn't even a place on there for the why. Still, I recommend finding a spot somewhere and answering that question anyway. It's one more thing to keep us from teaching for teaching's sake, and instead prepare our students for life in the real world, or at the very least, for the next step in education. And as an added bonus, the next time you have a student ask why, you'll have a snappier comeback than just "because." Okay, that's my podcast for today. If you have any comments or criticisms, or you just want to yell at me, there are a few ways to do so. You can always send an email to theartguy@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and you can click on comments there underneath any section of show notes or a blog post, and leave a comment there about whatever I've been talking about. Okay, and until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well.